Colin, the opening qualifying here at Donington under the new format, all done and dusted. Your thoughts on that session?
Yeah, it was really exciting. You know, I think the weather definitely threw a curveball in for Q1. Arguably, the second group that I was in, it was a bit clear what to do in terms of track condition. You know, I left bits on wets, but within two laps I was back in to put a slick on. So, it's just finding the balance between between pushing but not overdoing it. You know, you can't afford to make a mistake out there, or else it really hinders your chance of progressing, because every lap counts. And when the weather's like that, you need the information each lap. You know, you're building each lap and each session. So I'm really pleased with the overall finishing position. You know, it's the usual suspects ahead of me, but the car was feeling good, and we're at the right end of the grid, but ultimately still I think maybe 3/10 shy of pole, but it is what it is.
Short 10-minute sessions, and with the track temperature being so cold, much more difficult for you to get heat in your tyres.
Yeah, sure. I think it's only like 8 degrees or something today, so it's taken a fair few laps to get the fronts in, but you almost have to treat leaving the pit lane like a race start. You just got to go, and normally in a normal 30-minute session, you've got time, build the temperature, take your time, and then bang, you only need one lap, but here you just got to push, get the temperature and get a banker in, you know, do the time. So definitely puts more pressure on, but for sure it's more exciting.
The weather forecast, I'm told, for tomorrow is again cold and potentially very wet.
Yeah, it'll be what it'll be. You know, it's like that here last year. Yeah. So we'll just adapt as best we can to the conditions. But yeah, it's obviously not going to be easy.
Great session, Colin. Well done.
Cheers.